Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Shin Nun Gimel. We are up to Siv Beis. We are on the last line of page Reish Hey. We're about to turn on to page 410. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Ziz, Tahainu Daf HaBolet Min HaKoysel Rosh HaSarabim. A Ziz, which we've had a few times already, is some kind of board that sticks out from the wall to Rosh HaSarabim. So if it's Lamalo Me'asara, if it's over 10 Tfachim, we have the diagrams across on 410. V'yeshbo Arba Al Arba. So it's more than 10 Tfachim from the ground. It has the dimensions of 4 by 4 Tfachim. V'chalon Habayas Pasuach Lo. And the window of the house opens up to the Ziz. So then Mishtam Shin Alav, then you can use the Ziz from the house. And that is the picture by note number 4. Im hayu shnei zizin ze lomata mize. If there were two zizin coming out of this wall, like in picture number 5, one below the other, v'heim shel shnei anoshim, and they belong to two different people, afal pi sheshneim lomalam me'asara, even though they're both above 10 tefachim from the ground, im yesh baziz ha'elyon shelifnei acholon rochav arbo al arbo, if the top ziz that's outside the window has dimensions of 4x4, so osur lehishtamish alav, you cannot make use of the upper window, mipneish, the upper ziz, mipneish shehu rishus bifnei atzmo, because it is its own rishus, v'haziz shetachtov rishus acheres, and the ziz underneath it, which belongs to another person, is another rishus, v'osrin zel zeh, and the two rishuyos, the two ziz, and osur each other. V'in ein be'elyon arba'a, if the top one does not have 4x4, V'gam ein betachton arba, and the bottom one also does not have 4x4 tefachim, so then mishtamesh b'shnehem, then you can make use of both zizim u'bechol ha'koysel ad asor tefachim ha'tachtonim, and you can use the entire wall until you get to within 10 tefachim of the ground. Next case, haya betachton arba, if the bottom ziz had 4 tefachim, u'be'elyon ein bo arba, the top ziz did not have 4, so eino mishtamish be'elyon, you cannot make use of the upper ziz, ela kineged chalono b'lad, only what's right across from your window, aval b'shar ha'ziz, she'bishnei tzadei ha'chalon, but the rest of the ziz, which is beyond the sides of the window on both sides, osur l'ishtamish, you cannot use that area, mipnei zeh she'tachtov, because of the ziz underneath it, she'cholak rishus la'atzmo. Because the one underneath it is the separate rishus. It's a little bit of a confusing sif. We'll go over it again as we see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's read the Mechaber and Sif Gimel first. It puts everything really together. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Kol ziz hayotze al avir rishus harabim shemutr l'shtamish alav. Any ziz that is sticking out over the airspace of rishus harabim that you are allowed to use, kishu mishtamish, but when you use that ziz, Ein nosnin olav, the ein notlim imenu. You cannot place on the ziz. You cannot take off the ziz. Ela klei cheres uzachuchis. The kayotze behem, only things that are made out of pottery or glass or similar breakable materials. Sheim yiplu l'Rosh HaSarabim yishavru. That if these kelim fall to Rosh HaSarabim, they will shatter. Aval sha'ar kelim asurim. But other kelim cannot be used, not to put on, not to take off of the ziz. Shema yiplu l'Rosh HaSarabim v'yavim. The concern that we had last time, it might fall off the ziz, and if it doesn't break, you might carry it back in from Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaYachid. So that which will matter anything on a ziz in Siv Beis, that we're going to go back and see the Mishnah Berurah shortly, that is only things that will break if they land in the Rosh HaSarabim. Says the Ramah, V'davka ziz v'kayotze bo. And we're specifically talking about a ziz, which is a small area, avalim hu dover rochav kegag. But if it's a larger area that's wider like a roof, shehamishtamish omeid shomim akli, that the one who's using the kli is on the rishus, he's on the gag with the kli together, so then mutter l'shtamish b'chol kelim, then you can use any kelim. So the Ramah is just adding on to the Mechaber, when the Mechaber says the whole din of the ziz is limited, even when it's mutter, to breakable items, Zapti Ramah, that's Dafkan Aziz. That if you're on a Gag, which is wider, and you're on the Rishus, you're on the Gag with the Kalim, as opposed to the Ziz, that you're in the house and the Ziz is outside, if you're on a Gag, so then any Kli will be Mutter, if it's a situation where it's Mutter. And the Mechaber ends the Siman and writes, V'imhoya Ziz Echad Levado Yotze Al Avir Karmelis. Till now we've been discussing a ziz that's hanging out over the Rosh Hashanah. Here the Mechaber says if there's one ziz and it's sticking out over a karmelis, kol shu gavoa asara lo'ola mutter, as long as it's above 10, which makes it a makom tur, it's always going to be mutter, bein rachav bein katzer, whether it is wide or it is narrow, v'afilu kelim she'em mishtabrim, even if kelim that will not break, it's going to be mutter over a karmelis, shelo gozu be karmelis. Again, that would be gzeira l'gzeira. They're not going to ask it by a karmelis because it might fall and it might not break and you might carry it in. We're not worried about all that by a karmelis because that, even if you carry it in, would be the rabban, that would be gzeira l'gzeira. So let's go back now to Sif Beis and see the Mishaburas. The first point of the Mechaber in Sif Beis was a ziz, which is a board sticking out of a wall into a Rosh Hashanah. If it is lamalo me'asara, if it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, and it has 4 by 4 tefachim in its dimensions, and there's a window of the house that opens to it, you're allowed to use it. That's the first thing in the Mechaber. Most of the Mishaburas that we're going to see tonight are on that one line. So says the Mishaburas of Katan Zion, you have a ziz, which is the daf ha-bolet menakos al-Rosh Hasharabim, noka al-Rosh Hasharabim l-Rabusa. It mentions the Rosh Hasharabim as a chiddush. The afilu l-Rosh Hasharabim mutter. Even if the ziz is sticking over the Rosh Hasharabim, it's still mutter to carry out from the house onto the ziz. The ein Rosh Hasharabim tofes l'malav yasara. After all, this ziz is above 10 tefachim from the ground, and we know Rosh Hasharabim above 10 tefachim from the ground is a makom tur, and therefore, even though it's over Rosh Hasharabim, since it's above 10 tefachim, it's mutter. Kol shekenim hu bolet l'Rosh Hasharabim l'shari. Certainly, if the ziz is sticking out from the wall over a karmelis, it's for sure mutter, like we just saw in Siv Gimel. V'ayin this Siv Gimel, and look in Siv Gimel, which we just did, the only chiluk between a Rosh Hasharabim and a Karmelis is the types of kelim. In Rosh Hasharabim, we're going to be more machmir. It's only breakable kelim. Over a Karmelis, you can use kelim also that are not breakable. But in terms of this din, that once it's over 10, you're allowed to carry out from the house onto the ziz, that's going to be mutter whether the ziz is over a Rosh Hasharabim or the ziz is over a Karmelis. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Ches, L'mala me'asara, V'lo mi'boya im hoya ha'chalon pasuach lo b'somach la'aziz b'sol shoshat fachim. There's nothing to talk about. If the window opens up right to the ziz, and the ziz is within 3 tefachim of the window, then everything is very simple. B'vaday mutter l'shamesh ala ziz. Then for sure you can make use of the ziz, mitoch ha'chalon, from the window, litein olav, to place on it, v'lito mimenu, we saw this already many times. A ziz that sticks out right by a Rosh Hashayachid is considered Sidei Rosh Hashayachid, Chorei Rosh Hashayachid, it's 100% mutter. So if the ziz that is sticking out from the window is within 3 tefachim of the window, it's pashit, that you can carry out from the house through the window onto the ziz, that's for sure pashit, that's Chorei Rosh Hashayachid, which is mutter. Ella, afilu im hoya ha-chalon muflog menu harbei. Even if the window is quite a distance from the ziz that is sticking out of the building, afal pikein mutter l'shtamesh al ziz. The chiddush of this mechaber is even when the ziz is removed from the window, you still can make use of the ziz. The kol shehu l'malo me'asara. So long as the ziz is above 10 tefachim of the ground, chashvinan lei kemakom tur. And we know you're allowed to pass from Rosh Hashayachid to a makom tur. So if the ziz is right next to the window, we don't need this whole sif, it's pashit, it's mutter, that's chor Rosh Hashayachid, which is mutter. But here we're saying that the ziz is not next to the window. Still, you could pass from the house to the ziz, because since the ziz is above 10, it's passing from Rosh Hashayachid to a makom tur. Umashma mistimas ha-mechaber. It is mashma from the fact that the mechaber is not differentiating. If the ziz would be below 10 tefachim, afilu im hoya chalon habayas pasuach lo. Even if the window of the house opened right to it, besamach lo beso shlosha, within 3 tefachim, but the ziz is below 10 in the Rosh Hasharabim, afilu hachi, even though the window was right next to it, osur lehishtamish al aziz. It would be osur to pass from the window from the house through the window onto the ziz. The reason is, dekevan shu besoch asara. Since it is, it's chorer she'achir shemim mutter, but since it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, so noach gam livnei rishis sarabim l'shtamish al aziz. So not only is it usable easily from the people in the house, but it's so low down, it's easy for the people in the sarabim to use as well. V'lo havei b'chlal chorer she'achir. And that will make it lose its status of the holes of rishis she'achir, ki'im b'chlal karmelis. And it will enter into the realm of a karmelis. It will be usher to use it whether you're putting on or taking off. Whether you're in the house through the window, or from outside, from Rishon or Karmelis, it will be usher. So Zaktim Shabur, the Mashmos of the Machaber, is Dafka over 10. Then the Ziz is the Makam Tur, and then even if the window is not near the Ziz, you could pass from the house to the Ziz, Makam Tur, everything goes. Mashmos is, if it's less than 10, even if the window's right there, which normally gives it a din of Chorish the Yachid, in this case it would not, because it's also usable by the people of Sharabim, therefore it gets the status of a Carmelis, Aser from the ground, which is Sharabim to the Carmelis, Aser from the house, which is Rishon Yachid to the Carmelis, that would be off limits no matter what. Sivkot and Tess. So with this Ziz that's within 10 Tfachim the ground, we said if it's 4x4, so, and a window opens to it, it's mutter to use. So, says the Mishabura, Lefi Masha Pasuk HaMechaber B'Sev Gimel, based on what the Mechaber passed in the Sev Gimel, which we just read, to be Kalim She'enam Nishbarim, Kalim that are not breakable, Aser, it's Aser to use them on any Ziz, Shema Yiplu, they might fall down, Shema Yipolu, V'Aser La'asuyim Mirishus HaRabim, you might carry it in front of the Rosh Rabim, the Rosh Yochid. So we alkorcha chacha mari bekelim sheyeshavra aydin if yilosam. So based on that idea, the Mechaber said in Siv Gimel. So in Siv Beis, when we're saying it's mutter, we're talking about kelim that are very breakable. If they fall off the ziz, they're broken. Frat Chavos Chaim im kain afilu ein ba ziz arba larba. So who needs the ziz to be 4x4? We said the ziz has to be above 10 and 4x4. But if we're talking about breakable items, so we don't care if it falls. If it falls off, it's going to break. You're going to leave it there. So why do we need a dafka to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim? Shematzui sheyiplu mimenu, gam kei mutter l'shamish alav. Since it's going to be breakable items that are going to fall down, and it's not a problem, you know, it's less than 4x4, and it's very likely it's going to fall, it's still mutter to use, l'chora, because it's going to break. You're not going to carry it back. So why are we makbid on 4x4? So v'yeshlomar b'doichak, dinokar arbol arbol mishun d'mesayim v'achalom pasuachlo. The Mishabura says it mentions 4x4 because the Mechaber is discussing over here, the window is open to it. U'be'ein b'haziz arbol arbol, if the ziz is not 4x4, so ain't sarach shi'achalom pasuachlo. You would not need the window to be close to it. Do mokum p'tur. If it's not going to be 4x4, so then it's a mokum p'tur. You don't need the window there. It's mutter no matter what. U'b'chol gadmi mutter l'shtamish alav. But because it's 4x4, that's when we say we'd bedafka need the window open to it, which is hard to understand because, again, we're talking about it where it's above 10. So anyway, it's a mokum p'tur. And this is what the Shaar Tzion seems to be bothered by over here with the Mishavu. It's very hard to understand his answer because if it's over 10, we said before, above, in Sivkot and Ches, that it's a makom tour. So what is he talking about over here? That he's saying if it's less than 4x4, it's a makom tour. If it's more than 4x4, then you have to have the window there. The window's not there, it's still going to be fine, because over 10 is a makom tour. I in the Shaar Tzion, where he addresses this nakuda. Sivkotan Yud. The Mechaber then said in the end of the first line, if there were two zizin, one on top of the other, and they belong to two different people, says the Mishabura, aval shal ish echad shari. If both zizim belong to one person, then it's mutter to use them. Kevan shem shal rishus echa. They're all considered one rishus. Vim ervu yachad. And if the two people upstairs and downstairs made an erev together, so afilu shal shle anashim shari. Then even if it's two people, the whole problem with one ziz over another, if it belongs to two people and there's no erev. So then the Mechaber said, if they're both four tefachim by four tefachim, Osir l'hishtamesh on the upper one, because the rishus of the bottom one ruins it. Says the Mishabura Yud Aleph, Osir l'hishtamesh, Tavka b'kelim sheshavsu b'soch habayis. Tavka kelim that started off Shabbos in the house, that's when you can't use the ziz. Avalim shavsu ben hashmashos al gabe haziz. But if they started Shabbos, these kelim on the ziz, mutu l'taltam yiziz l'chaveru, then you can carry from ziz to ziz. They belong to two different people. So he explains in note number 9, something that we'll see later, The ziz is considered like a chatz, not a house. And we'll see later on in Simin Shinayin Beis, the issur to carry kelim from one chatzar to someone else's chatzar when there's no eruv is rak the kelim sheshosu ben hashmoshes babatim. It's only kelim that started out in one of the houses. Then you brought it out to the chatzar of that house. You can't pass it to another chatzar. Velo be kelim sheshosu bechatzeros. But we'll see later, a kli that started in one chatzar can be passed to another chatzar. So we hear when we're saying the two zizim answer each other, as we'll see in a second, that's only kelim that started off in the house, that you brought out to one ziz, that's going to be a problem to pass it now to the other ziz, or even to bring it out to that first ziz. But if it started on ziz number one, you can, yes, pass it to ziz number two, just like a kli that started off Shabbos in a chatzar, you could pass it to another chatzar even without an eruv. The Erev is only needed for Kalim that started out in the house. So here also, the Kliat that started in the house, then it's going to be a problem. Sivkotun Yudbei, Zel, Zether, one on top of the other, and they ask for each other. Ratzalomar, Bein, Ha'elyon, Bein, Atachtom. They both are usher to be used. The bottom one asks the top one, the top one asks the bottom one. It's two different owners. It's Kalim that started in the house, and they don't have an Erev together. The Halavush make you batatun. Halavush says the bottom one has no problem. And No 10 explains the bottom one goes up and ruins the rishus of the top one. But the top one's rishus doesn't go down. So therefore, Halavush argues and says they don't ask for each other. Only the bottom one would ask for the top one. Kosova Magin Avram, Meshema Magin Mishnah. Da'afilu ein batatun arba gamkein osun elu al elu. Zakta Magin Mishnah, even if the bottom one is unlike the Mechaber, it's not 4x4, it still will ask for the top one. In note number 11, he explains, V'afal pisha zish embo dal tfachim eno nechsha v'shus. Why is the bottom one answering the top one? If it's not 4x4, it's not considered rishus. It's a makom p'tur. So Masa Shekel writes, Shemikom makom still, Kevon she'echad hazizim nechsha v'shus. Since one of them, the top one, is 4x4, and that is a rishus, so gazru chachomim shegam haziz hasheni yichoshev rishus. So the Chazal made Xavier, and they said, we view the second one, even though it's less than 4x4, as a rishus as well. V'lochein him osim zel zel. Zotim asa shekel. Even though the top one is 4x4, the bottom one is not. So the bottom one is a mokum tour. It shouldn't answer the top one. Certainly shouldn't answer both of them. Zotim asa shekel. Since one is 4x4, Chazal put Xavier and consider the bottom one a rishus also, and therefore they're both going to be usher. Ubaluv, back to the Mishabura. Ubaluvush mekibazeh. The Levush is making about this because of Eliyahu Rabbah, Shekenu Gam came before the Zakodesh, so too writes the Rashba and Avodah Zakodesh. So, Katan Yugimel. Kineged Chalom Bilvad. We said in the last case that only if the bottom one is 4 Tfachah by 4 Tfachah, the top one is not, so then only a cross in the window is allowed to be used. Shehu Kizavis Achalon Vahar Chavoso. That's considered like the corner of the window, and that's mutter. Sivkata and Yudala, but the rest of the ziz outside of the window is going to be usr, because the bottom rishus is cholak rishus latzmo, the bottom ziz, umemelo usr lishtamish gamiz is atachtom. And since this one usrs the top one also usrs the bottom one, like we said before, shosim zel zev kamal, they each usr each other. Uladas alavush anal, but according to the vush that we saw before, that only the bottom one usrs the top one. So here also, achavadai mutter batachtom, here also the bottom will be mutter. That is the end of Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, which we already read on top, said that whenever we learned in Sif Beis that you're allowed to use a ziz, it's only with kalim that are going to break if they fall off the ziz, so we don't have to worry about you carrying it in. The kalim that are not breakable is going to be a problem if the ziz is over a Rishus HaRabim. If it's over a Karmel, as we said, everything goes. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan Tezvav. Kol ziz, Hainu, Bein Shu, Rochav, Arbolo, doesn't matter if it's 4 Tfachim or not 4 Tfachim, either way, this rule applies. Sivkoton Tezayin, this is going on the one over a Carmelis. Kol Shu, Gvoa, Asara, as long as it's over 10, anything goes, it's a Makom Tur. Disham, Ein, Avir, Carmelis, Tofes, over 10 Tfachim, the airspace of a Carmelis is not considered a Carmelis. The Kanal, Besimin, Shin, Mimhe, Siv, Yurches. And therefore you can use the ziz outside the window over a karmos above 10. That's a mokum tour. But underneath, where the ziz gets into a karmelis, that would be also to pass from a shayachal to a karmelis. Let's see one bir halacha over here before we stop, and that is the Ramaskal Vadafka ziz. The Ramos said this chiluk. The Mechaber said it has to be kelim that will break if they fall to Rishus Rabim if they're on a ziz. The Rama said, but if it's on a gag, which is wider, so it doesn't matter, all kalim will be mutter in a place where you're allowed to carry. Says the Beralach, a very important point. The dafka ziz, the stamo eno rochav. Normally a ziz is not wide. V'amishtamish eno omei shamma kli. The person is in the house, and he's using a kli on the ziz, and therefore when machber on the ziz, dafka kalim that will break when they fall down. V'lochein lo chilko chachamim. Therefore, it doesn't matter the size of the ziz, since normally a ziz is very narrow, easy for kalim to fall. The rule is that a ziz can only be used when it's a kli that will break if it falls. Shafilu im hoya haziz rochav gam kein aser. Even if this happens to be very wide, it's still aser to use kalim that will not break when they fall. And by gag, it's opposite. Gam kein lo chilko. There's also no chilk. Shafilu im hoya rochav rak dal tefachim a gag. A roof, even if it's very, very narrow, it's a very small roof. Let me just explain the Beralacha. The reason for the chiluk between the gag and the ziz that the Rama is making is that a ziz is smaller, so we're more worried about it falling off. It has to be breakable. A gag is wider, we're not worried, and therefore it could be even so that's not breakable. But Zotim, you don't have to measure the gag and the ziz. It's a low plug. A ziz, we're always machmer, even if it's very wide, and a gag we're always mekel, even if it is more narrow. That concludes Simen Shindun Gimel Mitzvah Hashem, and the next year will begin Simen Shindun Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.